Now we're moving to lesson 39, and we're into the second argument for God's existence, the design in the universe. We just finished lessons 30 to 38 that went through argument number one for God's existence, the origin of the universe. Now we're moving to design. So if you click on the screen, let's walk through the premises. Premise one, all designs infer a designer. Premise two, there is great design in the universe. Then it follows in premise three, there must be a great designer of the universe. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 27 through 30 confirms those premises. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. There's some person that existed with the Father before the universe came into existence. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters could not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman. Here we've attached Ravi Zacharias's video that you can, when you click on in the end, when we're done here, you can listen to experts talk about this design argument. But you see the basis for it. It makes total logical sense if we can show there's design in the universe. So let's click and go to slide two. And we're going to look at a simple way we know intelligent design exists. First, we have at the bottom of this pyramid something simple. A rock, plain or straightforward, there's no intelligence. Then we have randomness. If you have a pile of rocks, there's no planar order, so there's no purpose to it. But then you have complexity. Those rocks are piled in a pattern. There's an intricate assembly of parts and units. And then the next level is order, where those rocks are set up in correctness according to laws, and they follow a controlled state of operation. And then finally, when the rocks are communicating something, when the plan or fashion is skillfully done for an intended purpose so that it's communicating something to you. So again, just take a look at this. Any rock that you look at, you don't think it was designed. That's not your first thought that comes in your head. It's just a rock. And when you see a pile of rocks, it's possible the wind did that, or erosion, or water movements or something. So you could have a pile. Now, when you see rocks that are complexly assembled, when they look in a pattern like that, you begin to suspect that somebody did that. You think there's some designer behind setting them up that way, but let's, for argument's sake, say it's possible that could happen on its own. But when you see order, when those rocks are set in a pattern that follow laws, they follow rules, and they're controlled like this pathway, you know someone did that. No unguided system ever ends up in that kind of order. And then finally, when the rocks are telling you something, like Mount Rushmore, you know someone did that. That's what we mean by intelligent design. So how does science test for design in a system? They call it naturally occurring if maybe it's complex, but it's unguided. But science will end up looking at signatures of design if that system is highly improbable to have ever occurred on its own, like you see in order with that path of rocks. It's ordered in a state of laws and control, and there's a purpose to it. You walk on that path in an intended way, direction to go in. This is how we know intuitively, how everyone knows intuitively that design exists. So now let's click on the last slide. What do scientists say about this? Well, let's look at some leading scientists and what they say about intelligent design. If you click on the screen, first we'll listen to Charles Townes, professor, PhD physics, and the 1964 Nobel Prize winner, who's a professor of astrophysics at the University of California, Berkeley. Intelligent design, as one sees it from a scientific point of view, seems quite real. This is a very special universe. It's remarkable it came out just the way it is. If the laws of physics weren't just the way they are, we couldn't be here at all. That's Professor Townes. Then take a look at what Alan Sandage says, probably the greatest astronomer in the first half century of science, a PhD in astronomy, and here's what he said. I find it quite improbable that such order came out of chaos. There has to be some organizing principle. Now, he says that because of the laws of cause and effect, because we just talked about. God, to me, is a mystery, but is the explanation for the miracle of existence, why there is something instead of nothing. Now, look at what Psalm 147 says, because it validates just what these scientists have discovered in their scientific investigations. Great is our Lord and mighty in power, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like food. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. There's your designer in action. All the things you see in the physical world, whether it's rain, grass growing, snow that comes down, frost, all those things, that's coming from the designer. What the Bible says is validated by scientists and what they see in the universe. That's design.